Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh, what a pleasure it is to bring you the Hour One Nugget. We're looking today into Ephesians, the third chapter, and verse 17 through 19. Now, this is part 13c. 13a was verse 17, 13b was verse 18, and 13c is going to be verse 19. But let me read the entire passage to you. It says, "Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand all God's people should know, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is." And finally today, verse 19 says this: "May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God." Paul is praying for you. He's praying for you. He's interceding on your behalf. This passage comes from a letter that is written to the church in Ephesus, to the Christians there in Ephesus, to the people there. And because it was added in the first century to the canon of Scripture, Paul is now talking to you, or rather, your Heavenly Father is talking to you through Paul and through this scripture. Firstly, he says this. He says, "May you experience the love of Christ that is too great to fully understand." It is too great to fully understand. That is absolutely true. We can't understand the entire depth of God's love for us. Paul tries to explain it in the previous verse where he says, "And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide and how long and how high and how deep his love is." And then he goes on to say, it's really difficult to try and comprehend that. It's really hard to fathom that out. It's really hard to try and get to grips with God's love for you, because God's love is not like our love for each other. It isn't. It really is not like our love for each other, because our love is fallible. His love is infallible. Say that with me. Our love is fallible. His love is infallible. It never makes mistakes. It doesn't get it wrong. God's love is perfect in every single way. I was talking to a friend, one of my best friends, and as I was discussing something with her, she was telling me about a situation with her daughter. Her daughter got very, very drunk one night. And, well, I'm not going to go into the details, that wouldn't be right. But what has happened is she has found herself in trouble with the law, to an extent where she could serve many, many, many years in prison. That is the long, tall, and the short of it. And actually, what I would love you to do is I would love you to pray for her. Her initial is K. I'm not going to tell you her name. But the lady, the girl's initial is K. And I would love you to pray for K, that God would shine through in his love. But as I spoke to my friend, she just said to me, It's in God's hands. It's completely and utterly in God's hands. I can't do anything. There's nothing I can do. So I've left it to God. And God knows what he's doing. That was her point of view. Yet deep down, she was really disappointed and upset. But in actual fact, she was just praying that God's love would shine through, and we know that he will. And whatever happens to Kay, it's God's will. Because she has been given to Almighty God by her mum. You see, that's the power of God's love in our life. When God is working through our lives like that, when a circumstance, when a disaster befalls us, that's the attitude we should have. Lord, I commend this to you. I can do nothing about it. It's in your hands. I commend it totally into your hands, Father. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. Then watch this. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Do you want completion? Do you want to be completed? Is that what you want in your life? I don't know what you're going through in your life, but whatever it is, good or bad, do you want to be complete in the Lord Jesus? If the answer to that question is yes, then Paul is praying. Right at this moment, Paul is praying. And I am praying. And you are praying for me. We are all praying that we would experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. It's too huge to fully comprehend. That God's love would pour into our lives. So sin in our lives, beloved, would be a thing of the past. Paul tells us we all sin and fall short. I know that. Romans, the 3rd chapter and verse 23. But let's minimize it. Let's keep short account with Almighty God. And let us give him permission to pour his love into our lives. Because we desperately need it. In this broken, cruel, and corrupt world, beloved, we need it. Corruption is all around us. Evil is everywhere. But let's be shrouded in the love of God that comes through Christ Jesus, his Son. Let us begin to try and understand how much he loves us and what he's done for us. That we might be complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from Almighty God. That to me is power in itself. That to me, that word, is life-changing. What are you doing in your life? Where are you in the scheme of things? Are you crying out to Almighty God for him to pour his love down into your life? Well, we're going to do just that. And I want you to repeat these words with me. Because I believe something miraculous will take place in your life when you do this. Just say these words. Heavenly Father, I love you with all of my heart. I cannot tell you how sorry I am for the things I do wrong. Because words cannot describe my sorrow. I ask you now to forgive me and wash me clean. Make me whole, Lord. And as I open up my heart now, I ask you to pour your love into my heart and into my life and change me today, Lord. And I promise you that I will follow you without faltering for the rest of my life. I give you my life again afresh today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Beloved, we're going to worship God now. Worship the Lord. And I know that your life has begun to change. In Jesus' name, amen.